Lesbian seal sex.
What does that sound like?
Oh, baby.
Gay.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Vicky B. Or Vicky Barcelona.
Yeah, you are.
Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We got Sayla Sage.
Jip.
That's
and we,
me.
And we got Kiana, which we don't have a nickname for.
That's okay.
Kiki.
Hi. Oh, yeah, Kiki.
Oh, what was it?
Wait, the marijuana.
Kiana, Shawana, marijuana.
Smokable.
I thought I was about to say for your mama.
Tis me.
Howie, what if we put all the initials together? It's Kiana.
K-S-M. Smokable?
K-M-S. K-M. What? Nope, I'm done.
K-S-M. Smokable.
Kiana Smokable. That's just what it is.
Sure.
K-S-M-S-A-B.
That was really hard to think that out.
Kasmusb.
Yep.
Anyways. Kiana.
Yep, that's me.
But if people wanted to contact us, Sage, before we get into the podcast.
Yeah, that would be nice if I had that pulled up.
Well, today we're going
that's
to talk.
Embarrassing.
We're going to talk about a new dating app. We're going to read a message we received. How IKEA actually. Everyone seems to fight in IKEA, and we realize there's a science behind it. They've actually found why people fight at IKEA.
Really?
Yep. And something awesome that Pornhub's doing.
Ooh, okay. I love Pornhub.
Well, if you want to get a hold of us, we do have a phone number, 253-778-6029.
You can leave us a message or a text.
Ooh. Yeah.
What?
And then we've also got Gmail, which is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. Instagram, Twitter, Facebooks, all that jazz is thebroadcast999.
Follow us, love us, like us, you know.
Mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Thumbs up us.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
So we did get one message. It was from my buddy Wyatt. Only from Wyatt, only in the wreckage.
Hello, Wyatt.
If you guys know the band, pretty awesome local band. They know how to rock. But he just sent me a message. He said, hey, just listen to the broadcast for the first time. That S is hilarious. Well done.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Wyatt.
See, girls can be funny, too.
Kind of. Well, us. We like, girls can. Girls definitely can. But I don't know about us.
I'm funny. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Sailor's funny over here.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Sailor Sage, she some Facebook stuff happened
some
this
Facebook
week.
I saw something official.
Yep.
Time to embarrass you.
It's official.
Oh, what? Yeah. Give us the deeds. Give us the lowdown. Give us the skinny mini.
Did he pass you a note like they did in middle, like we did in middle school?
Check yes or no.
Actually, my last boyfriend did that.
We went out for drinks.
If this was on V-Day.
No, it was the day after. And yeah, no. I'm not even going to talk about that.
No. Did he screw up on V-Day?
Oh, no. That's not what I'm getting at. I just don't like having anniversaries around Valentine's Day. So in my head, our anniversary is our first date, which was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Perfect.
That's very weird.
But yeah, but anyways, we went out to drinks and we were like, let's make a drinking game out of this and see how many people from high school comment or like on, you know, it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that got out of hand real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Did he ask you like, hey, want to be official?
Yeah, how'd it happen?
No, it was just kind of a...
let's make it a joke and then, okay, we'll just keep it this way on Facebook.
I mean, it wasn't really a joke. It was just fun.
No.
Yeah. But yeah.
But it was one of those, like, let's change it and see what happens. But only,
like 20 seconds later, I got a text from one of my best girlfriends. It was like, so it's official. And I was like, shut the
Hey, that's a big deal nowadays.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like,
actually,
as stupid
it really
as it is.
Trying
it
to,
is.
Like, find a guy who's actually going to commit to you is ridiculous.
Or a girl in my case.
Or a girl, yeah.
And then to put it, like,
girl.
All over where everyone and anyone can see.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It's as stupid as it is, like, does sound. It is, like, oh, snap.
Because everyone's going to ask you about it. Everyone's going to comment about it.
Yeah, including nowadays, like, your mom, your dad. Some people's grandmas, like...
Yeah.
So I'm very careful with what I post on Facebook because I got my folks and family all on that. But congratulations, Sage.
Yay, Sage.
Thank you.
Oh, you were so happy for us. One thing you're probably going to want to avoid now that you're official.
Oh, God. is going to IKEA.
Is going to IKEA. And I lost my story. But have you guys ever gone to IKEA with like a family member or
yes?
I've anybody? Gone with like I most recently went actually with a friend. How so did that fun. Go? They have veggie meatballs there.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay, dang. Those are called veggie balls, not veggie meatballs.
Because there's not really meat in them.
It's fake meat, though.
So it's vegetables.
Like tofu balls.
No, there's not tofu in them.
So they're just vegetables. That's not fake meat. God. Vegetables are not fake meat.
That's
they're
called
just vegetables.
Trash.
Whatever, I didn't name them. But anyway, they're super, super good.
I doubt it.
I mean, it was a great experience, too. I got a $1 ice cream cone.
That's a good deal right there.
Right?
But apparently, I've gone to IKEA a couple times, but I usually go by myself.
Oh, that's...
I normally go with friends or family.
Yeah, I usually go with friends or family.
You
I
don't go think by I've yourself? Ever been.
I've gone a couple of times, because that way I can dawdle as much as I want and I don't have anybody rushing me.
Yeah, you can kind of take your time and stuff.
Oh, that is... I would never go to IKEA by myself.
And I can't do movies by myself. I can't do anything else by myself. But it also is, like, I usually need something done and I don't have, anybody to come with me either.
Especially because IKEA is like a maze.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, so once you're in there, you're in there.
I've gone with Danny a couple times to pick up a couch, and it was pretty easy, actually, with him. Really, Sage? She just drew a phallic and put it on her microphone. I love it.
It can't focus today.
Or like, what's that one place you always seem to fight with somebody? Like, everyone has like a restaurant. Is it restaurants? Is it what is your place where you always seem to have the disagreements?
I don't know. I'm pretty low key.
I feel like it's the airport.
The airport?
Yeah, like when you're traveling, because it's such high stress, especially going to the airport, because you have to be there on time and you have to get there security.
Kiana's got a good story about an airport and an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, I think we've actually heard about that. You like leave him?
No, I bought a plane ticket for one way back here. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like without him knowing?
Well, I told him when we were driving to the airport.
He eventually knew.
Was he going with you on this trip?
Yes, we had started this road trip down to Southern California, and just some things kind of unfolded that it was the straw that broke the camel's back, per se.
Yeah.
And so while he was still sleeping, I just got up and I bought him a one-way ticket out of John Wayne back up here.
You bought him a one-way ticket?
Yeah, it was the best, it was expensive, $250, but it was the best one-way ticket.
That's how you broke up with him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you drive him to the airport?
Oh, I drove him to the airport, and he cried.
The next morning, were you like, hey, you suck. Deuces.
Pretty much. And I'm saying there was a lot behind this. Yes. Lot behind
this. It wasn't just like, I'm over
no,
it.
I'm not that cold-hearted.
Was he blindsided at all?
Oh, yeah. He was crying, and he'd never flown before.
What a pussy.
And we flew out of John Wayne, so you've flown into John Wayne.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you know how the takeoff's a little bit different. You go really straight up, and they cut the engines because you fly over a bunch of communities and houses, so they got to reduce noise pollution. So he just was like, yeah, he said it was the worst flight ever, and blah, 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 but...
Yeah. That, Kiana, you just got so cool.
So savage. Yeah.
That's so savage.
And then I continued on with my road trip by myself, and yeah, it was actually really fun.
Yeah.
My heart straight up hurts for this guy. Like,
mine does not.
I don't. Did you talk to him afterwards at all?
Oh, yeah.
But just
No, I couldn't deal with it. It was, it broke me. I was like, nope, I don't want to be around you anymore. You're leaving. I cannot spend another 4 days with you.
You are so cool.
Yes.
Wow. I don't even know if I would ever have the balls to do that.
Oh, it was easy. It's easy. Just very easy. You just buy it.
All right. I would maybe be like, hey, can you buy your own plane ticket? Because I am trying to drop this money for you.
I was going to say, Sarah's very cheap, though.
Yeah, it was an investment. It was an investment, and I understood that. So, you know, it's fine. It paid off well.
God, that's so crazy. So,
apparently, the reason why people end up fighting in IKEA, one of the reasons is because you're overwhelmed by the choice, among other things. You're just overwhelmed by the size of it. You're like, oh, well, what about this one? What about that one?
Yeah, and that's a whole, you're in a way, redoing your whole house or, a room of it or something. So there's a lot of,
should we get this dresser, this bed? Should we spend the extra $50?
Do we get the flufenorgan or do we get the...
And I gotta pee. I don't know where the bathroom is.
Yeah, even when I went with my girlfriend, she was, trying to, pick out chairs for their dining room. I don't even live there. And, for me, I hate all of that kind of stuff.
You hate shopping.
I hate shopping and, just...
I actually have a lot of clothes for you right now that I've gotten for you.
Recreating, I was just pick the cheapest thing. It doesn't matter. It's a chair. If it sits your fat ass, it's fine. It doesn't matter. And but this one's more comfortable. And this one, look at this pattern. And
aesthetics,
I'm seriously just
aesthetics.
Don't bring Sarah.
I'm all about
chairs
aesthetics.
Is fine.
Me too.
No,
yeah,
oh my god.
Sarah's not about the creative. Like,
Sarah's gonna have plastic lawn furniture in her house.
It's like I will. Stuff.
It's whatever she got at Craigslist for free, and the guy had to deliver it to her. She's not going to get it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have like plastic plates. I already use like almost plasticware all the time in my
and
house.
And she washes
that I live
them.
Now.
That does not make sense to me.
I do.
You're frugal. I get it.
And I wash my plastic bag.
That's why you just go to the dollar store and get
dollar plates.
I love the dollar store, but I spend hella money at the dollar store, like $20.
Total. Oh my god, how much money? Big spender.
She bought her whole kitchen set for less than $20 and some salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah,
damn
big spender.
That's spendy. I don't know how you can afford that.
Dude, you better find a rich man, I'll tell you that.
Holy hell.
I was totally looking at you're going to lose your mind. I saw a pair, like a set of plates and bowls and all that stuff, mugs. They're like $80, but I really want them. They're so pretty.
Why? Don't you have plates and mugs?
Well, they're slowly breaking. I realize I miss, like, so I have another roommate moving in, and so she brought in some of her silverware and plates and stuff until she moves out in a couple of months. And I realize that when they move out, we're not going to have any bowls left. I think we have two left that aren't broken.
So it's perfect. One for you, one for him.
No.
Just wash your dishes.
No.
Every single time that you use it, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what the dishwasher's
for.
No,
there's
for. So
never
need
dishes that pile up.
But then they're starting to crack and stuff. I've had it for quite a few years. So I need a new set. I will save you all mine, Sarah. So whenever you do move out in 20 years, you can take them with you. I will save them.
Dude,
for
I'm
you.
Never moving out. Let's get real. No. My dad's going downstairs, and I'll move upstairs.
Yeah. It's cool, Dad.
So it's gonna work.
Just waiting for him to die.
So another reason why IKEA, why is IKEA like a couple's, you know, hellhole?
Nightmare.
It's because frustration breeds more frustration. So if you go in, you're pretty level-headed, you're frustrated, should I get the blah, 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 or the blah, 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 schmorg?
schmorg.
And then you just, it's more and more and more. It's just going to keep rolling.
It's
getting
too much.
So dude, the moral of the story, if your girl wants to go to IKEA, say, hell no.
Or
no,
just
moral
get
of the
real
story,
stoned.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just get really stoned beforehand.
And
you, I mean, you'll probably spend 4 hours
she
there.
Says.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the other thing. The fun doesn't just end when you're at the store, like when you leave, because you still have to build it.
Yes.
No, that's the worst.
I actually enjoy building IKEA furniture.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
It's like
stuff.
A game.
It's calming to me to like be able to like put things together.
I don't even look at the directions. I just
you just kind of
look at it. And
if I ever get anything, you guys can come over.
No problem.
Put it together.
You're buying us pizza, though, right?
This fits in this hole.
And this slot A.
Slot A.
I never
slot V.
That.
Goes well, since, with screw D.
Well, since Sage is taking it to a dirty place.
Always.
Right. I did mention something about Pornhub.
Which is awesome.
So we all know that Pornhub is actually a porn site.
Free porn!
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But apparently they want to be the next hottest destination for sexual education.
Oh,
this
you
guy.
You want to come in?
You
do
come
we
in,
have
Sarge?
The first male.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God. So for those listening at home,
the look on his face was priceless.
Sergeant Hair Club just walked in, did not realize that we have the mic on button, and he just walks in to look because we're doing Purge Day. Today is actually Purge Day.
Yes.
And no, that does not mean that we're going to be murdering each other. We got
wait,
that wrong.
What? We're not?
Nope. Like, we got the memo late, so sorry, Danny. We tried to stab you.
Damn.
But we're actually just clearing everything out of our offices and cleaning. We do this like once a year.
So it's an S show around here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like recycling bins and all this other crap, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be doing after the podcast.
And he just came in and then said, mother effer, because he realized that there are no D's allowed up in here.
Mm-mm. Yep, I was going to say, if he wants to come in, that's fine, also because he's our boss. And he could be the first male on the broadcast.
No, we would chop off his hoo-ha.
What?
Whoa.
What? Because he'd have to be a girl.
You're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Can I not say chop off a suha?
No,
no, you're fine. It's Sergeant Hair Club. Don't mess with him.
Mm-mm. Never mess with him.
So apparently, a couple of weeks ago, Pornhub actually took the weird step, but also kind of cool, to, you know, have a free subsite, which will become a go-to resource for people to go, you know, get their sexual education. So they're going to be talking about STIs and sexual safety and how to manage relationships. Because honestly, a lot of people are getting all their information about sex on the internet. What, like, usually
from watching porn.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. And I've talked to people, I'm like, if you don't want to have that conversation with your child about the birds and the bees because you're too much of a wuss, I will do it for you. And I will be not discreet, but I will be, I will tell them everything they need to know. I will not miss out on any detail. I will not skimp on the details. I'm trying to think of like non-dirty phrases to use right now. I'm like thinking of all the dirty ones. I will teach them.
I think that this is great, to be honest, because they don't really do sex ed anymore.
No.
They'll talk about like STDs and biology, and then you'll have a health class where you kind of talk about it, but I don't remember ever actually. I remember in fourth grade we sat down on like they separated the boys and the girls.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like you got your little, like they put a tampon in a thing of water and they're like, look at how big it expands. And then
they put the condom on the banana.
Yeah. They didn't even do that.
Yeah.
No, I never had that.
I think the most we had was like she showed us condoms and pulled one out, but I don't think that she actually put it on anything.
No, but, I don't even think we ever.
And I don't know if there are. I know there were resources. My friends were all in this group, and I'm for the life of me forgetting what it's called. Robin, who's been on the podcast before, she used to be a part like. Or friends with a lot of these people in the group where they're teenagers and they would go to schools and they would teach sex ed to their fellow
teenagers.
Which I think
is fantastic.
But it's funny because all these kids were from our school, but our school wouldn't let them do it. Huh. Like our school wouldn't let them come in and do it. So our school is very abstinent based.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because we're in Washington. It's like, come on.
Okay.
Like, we're supposed to be progressive here.
Yeah. The only way to prevent teenage pregnancy and STDs that are spreading throughout high schools is to teach them, give them the knowledge of what it is. Because if you tell them not to do it,
they're going
to
do it anyway.
They're teenagers. They're going to go do it.
Yeah. Do you not remember what it was like being a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Just because
they rebel.
And, you know, guess what? Sex is fun. And they're going
to fix
that. They're going to figure it out. Like
sexy sex, sex.
Who here lost their virginity, but like while they're in high school?
Me.
Yep.
Exactly. And guess what? Luckily, you know, we've all been safe enough to where nothing, you know, horrible's happened, but.
I mean, I'm not dead.
Right? That's what I mean. Like,
I don't have a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have kids.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, if I were to get pregnant the very first time I had sex at age 15, my kid would be almost 15. Because I'll be 30 in a couple years. Like, that's.
I literally blows my mind. Just, like, had to swallow puke because that is so
weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then
God,
they
that's
would
creepy.
Be getting pregnant.
They'd yeah. be, like, 12 years old, 13
Jeez.
Years old. That blows my mind.
No.
So this is, I mean, unfortunately, this is what it has had to come to because we're not taking charge of this. And there needs to be more awareness about sexual health. So we might
Definitely.
Have to.
And I really think all the parents out there, do just have the conversations. Like,
and if you honestly can't, there
the
are
hell?
So many resources. Go to your local, like, go to your doctor.
Go to Planned Parenthood. They do it. Like, they've got all sorts of brochures and everything. And if you bring a child in, like, nurse practitioner will sit down with them and have a conversation.
And explain about not only, like, one of the things that people think, oh, it's just about, like, condoms and how to have sex. It's like, no, it's also, they also teach you on how to, if you're in a bad relationship or in a bad situation, how to get help, how to take care of yourself, you know, check your body. One of the things, I took a human sexuality course in college, and one of the main things I learned was to be aware of your body, to constantly be looking and checking your entire body, your genitals and everything, because if something's wrong and you're not familiar with your own genitals, you're not going to know.
Yeah, if something's off or weird or wacky.
And like, I had this conversation with my roommate, so sorry to dime you out, bro, but like, he got hit in the nards a while back, and he, you know, feels something now. He's like, oh, I don't know if this is just like a scar tissue or if this is, you know, something else. But he is well aware, constantly checking to make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if he has to spend, you know, $25 copay to go to the doctor, so be it.
Yeah.
But you're well aware.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah. Get
like
that
if
stuff
you're
checked out.
Sketched out by anything, go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially because it's like one of the most embarrassing things. And when I was younger, like I had, quote, a yeast infection. Oh, my gosh. And I was so like embarrassed. I didn't know what the hell it was, and like didn't want to tell anyone, didn't even want to tell my mom, like, and didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
and
how
I,
it was the first time I had a UTI,
and I just thought I was just dying.
Something's
or
wrong
something
with
forever
me.
And
right.
so I was in so much pain, and I was just so embarrassed, and then I finally eventually like had the balls to tell my mom, and was like,
it's
hey,
an
mom.
Easy fix.
And my mom was like, dude, let's go to the doctor. Why didn't you tell me about this like a week ago? Mm-hmm.
And oh, God, you waited a week? Ow.
Dude, the doctor was like, I'm surprised you're able to walk. And I was like, oh, it's on fire. Yeah. It was terrible.
And it's funny because there's so much going on that, like, even going to the doctor and talking to them, there's so many more things. You're just used to either hearing about UTIs or yeast infections mm-hmm. during these. But there's a lot of other stuff that can happen. And a lot of people attribute that, oh, you got an STD. It's like, no, this isn't an STD. It just happens to be another infection. But because we're so closed off, we don't talk about this and we don't know about it. So yeah, we end up totally. Like judging other people or judging ourselves.
I mean, that's totally like me. Like, I wish in school, and I guess in my parents more, I mean, both, they like made it more clear about STDs. Like, because I still nowadays, like, always forget about them. I'm way more of like, oh,
pregnancy.
Pregnant. That's all I really think about. Like, I wish, and I think nowadays, because it's like we have more research and all this, that people are more like
aware.
There's this and this and this, you know? I really think they should make that way more clear now.
And I think one of the things, and I don't know if you guys noticed this too back in school, they like when we did get, I remember we did get all the pictures of the STDs, like, you know, the pus and the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that, and they made it seem like, beware, be afraid, you know, be terrified. And I feel like we should put like an emphasis on, hey, let's be safe, let's take care of ourselves. But also, it's not the end of the world if it happens.
Yeah.
It's like, there are some things, there are pretty horrible, you know, but they're not necessarily death sentences anymore. And there are other ones that's like, here's your penicillin. Sucks to be you for a couple of days, but here you go.
Yeah, the majority of them are treatable.
And I'm not saying
And even the one that, or the ones that aren't treatable, I mean,
are manageable.
Manageable. Yeah. And you can still live a healthy sex life and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I'm never gonna be in a relationship again. It's like, no, it's about being open. Like, you don't be a douchebag and not tell people about it. Be open about it. Like, I've gone out with somebody who had something, and he's just like, this is what's going on. I'm like, okay, as long as we're safe, we take our precautions, we'll fine. And we were. And, nothing ever happened. But that's just, like, don't put a stigma on it. Obviously, don't treat it like loosey-goosey. Well, if I get something, I'll just take a pill. No. It's not a good way to look at it.
The stigmas are the worst.
Yeah.
They really are, especially in like entertainment and stuff. There's still such high stigmas for certain things. And it's like, can you guys just stop? Because there are so many people that have this.
It's like, I think I was reading like with, thanks, Sage.
Sorry. I'm very passionate about this.
I was reading, because we were talking about herpes or something on the main show, I think, like how Derek Jeter has it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Derek Jeter. Sorry. Oh, I had the biggest crush on that dude.
I did too.
He's a Yankees player, if anyone didn't know. Woo!
Oh, he was Sarah so and her good. Yankees. But he just married like a 26-year-old. She's so cute. Like,
yeah,
she's
what am
hot.
I doing with my life?
That
could have been
chasing.
Sarah.
Ooh.
But it's like one in six people have it. Have one form of it or another. Mm-hmm. If you've ever had a cold sore when you were, you know, a kid and
have it.
You have a type of it. So
80% of Americans have HSV-1.
Yep. So chill out, peoples. On that note, thank you for listening to my little
really into that for a second. I've had a yeast infection. Sorry.
All right, Sarah.
Knock on wood, watch me get one. And again, this week.
Actually, I was supposed to have a doctor's appointment today. I'm getting like, but it got canceled and rescheduled for Tuesday. I'm getting my first ultrasound.
Yay! To see baby Vicky.
Yeah, no, not pregnant. Which is funny because I've been telling people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have an ultrasound on Friday. They're like, what? Oh, yeah. So I'm just getting all my girl stuff. And again, that kind of falls in line with when we had Robin in on the podcast to talk about being your own advocate, your own health advocate. Like, she knew something was wrong. And the doctor's like, no, you're fine. She's like, no, I need to get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, she had the tumor in her arm and how it constantly comes back and everything. I think she's been radiation free, you know, for like a year, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
So freaking Robin, you are one of my favorite superstars on earth and I love you. But yeah, it's like, I know something's wrong, so I'm just going to go and be my own health advocate. And I think that's what everyone should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree. It.
I hope everything's Gucci.
Yep, I think I'm pretty confident we're cool, but we'll see. Do you guys want to hear a story about the biggest freaking weenie on the planet?
A weenie.
I don't even want to call him a weenie because that would imply he has one or he is one.
I love weenies.
He's such a baby. So apparently, this guy goes on a date with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They spend about $100 American on the date. And then she turns him down for a second date. She was not feeling it. She turns him down. And then what he does is pretty fantastic because he's such a freaking... Oh, I don't even want to call him a girl because there are girls that are better than this. So she sends him a message. saying, hey, you know, I'm not really feeling a second date. And he says, hi, thanks for your honesty. I had a really nice time with you, and the truth is I'm a bit devastated at the moment, having read your note. I'm really fancied you and saved up some money to take you out on a nice date. As it didn't work out, I'd be grateful if you could send me along something to contribute for the drinks I spent on you, thinking I'd at least get to see you again. The total cost of the night was about $100 American, and it would be too painful to receive the watch, so apparently she accidentally took his watch.
So she had his watch. I'm confused on that. How did she accidentally take
it? I don't know.
Maybe
it was in his purse. Her purse. I don't freaking know.
Anyways, it's not the point of the story.
No. But he says, and the total cost of the night was about $100, and it'd be too painful to receive that watch in the mail, so, or in the post, because this is British.
Hello.
And remind me of you, and I thought that you might be interested to know the cost was 20 euros or pounds or whatever. Happy for you to do what you feel is right, especially considering my badly damaged feelings at the moment.
Dude, and you went out on one date!
And he sends, like, the account number. It's like, if you dated for, like, a month and she was just, like, spending your money like crazy, yeah, then sure, but...
It's one date.
But he just sounds like, oh, it's too painful to even get the watch back.
It's one date.
But it's 20. It's 20 pounds.
Ugh.
Oh, goodness.
I hate him. Okay, first of all, it's one date. Second of all, I'm a cheap ass, and $100 for a date... Honestly, nowadays, that's totally...
That's a bit much.
Well, it depends. Like, if you went a movie and dinner, if you did dinner and drinks...
Yeah,
that's about
$100.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's 20. Like $50 for two people to go out and eat, not even at a fancy restaurant, you know?
Right,
I'm like,
right?
Let's get some Costco pizza and Netflix.
Whoop, 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 and chill. But I... No. Ugh, she dodged a bullet with this one. Honestly...
I can't believe he did that.
I love her response, though. She did say, he's like, when I got the text, I was crying with laughter. I honestly thought he was joking. She told the British newspaper. She's like, then I realized he was serious, and everyone in my office had been snorting and crying with laughter of the text, too. So this is what she replies back. Hey, blank. Wowzies, the trials and tribulations of modern dating. Ha ha. They say happiness is priceless, but today it cost me about 100 pounds. I can honestly say that I have never snorted in laughter so much as when I received your message. The joy you have brought to our office, don't worry, I haven't given away your name, is worth every penny. So I'd like to, by the way, you know, she's worded it all weird. She's going to make good on her offer and we'll give you a full refund for your share. So she's paying for half, about $50. It's like, you have the Jaeger bomb on, you can have the Jaeger bomb on me. The other half I donated on behalf. So she paid for his half, and then she donated the other half to a donkey sanctuary.
Really funny, because it's jackasses.
Yeah. So she bought his drinks, and then she donated to a donkey sanctuary, a charity I like to support. Thanks for a genuinely fun date. And today's lols. Now, it was really lovely of you to insist on paying for the drinks, but in the words of Beyonce, I'm a honey that make my money because I'm an independent woman. So next time, don't pay for everything just in case date number two doesn't happen in the future. Take care. Thanks for making me smile. P.S. I posted your watch to the police station's lost property, the closest to you.
Oh, that was really nice of her.
See,
and she had been only, she met him, I think, on Plenty of Fish, and she had only been on the dating site for like a month.
See, I'm wondering if during this date, if when the bill came, she was like, oh, let's split it. And he was like, no, I got it.
Yeah.
Because it kind of seems from what she's saying that, like, she had offered to pay.
Yeah.
But he was like, no.
He was insistent. It's like, I think guys do that to, like, look like the provider. And I know, Sarah, like, you like the guy to be the man. Like, we had this conversation on, like, who should pay first on the first date. I'm always, like, I like to split it.
First date, I think if the guy wants anything more than a friendship with this girl, the guy should pay every time the first date. Second, third, I don't care. Split it. Girl pays. Switch on and off. Whatever. But I really feel like the guy should pay on the first date if he wants anything more than a friendship with this girl.
Why?
I kind of agree with you on that.
I just think probably because it's tradition and I have some old school ways, but I also feel like I feel like the man should be the one that asks the girl out and should be the quote unquote like provider in a way, you know? Like if he wants anything more with this chick, and then the girl can next round or whatever, you know what I mean? But I think for me, that's just a complete like like turn on for me. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like just a Starbucks
drink. Okay, that's different.
It's like,
yeah, turn on.
Wow, you're like taking control. You're being like, no, I'm getting this for you. Like, put your wallet away. I don't even want any of that. And I'm like, oh.
See, I've got this thing. It's kind of cold hearted. But when I go out on a first date, if I like the guy, I'll offer to pay or to pay my part of it. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, please say no.
I mean,
and most of the time they will. They'll be like, no, I got it. And then I'll be like, okay, well, then let's take this to a bar and I'll get drinks or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I don't like the guy, I won't even offer. I'm like, you're paying for me.
I wasted my time.
See,
I hate you.
I wasted my time. This is
time is money.
This is my hourly rate.
Right. One meal and two drinks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the Kiana sense, like it's an investment. Like if I don't like the guy, especially, or if I'm not sure about the guy, I will definitely pay my half. Even if he insists, I will pay my half. So that way, if he's like, well, I want to hang out with you again, or like, or I'm always paranoid that I'm going to get this guy that this girl got to deal with.
That, why like, are you paranoid? Like, that's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
I think it's like, great.
But then it's like, look, I'm not here to use you for your food or for drinks that you can pay me. I got my own stuff. I work hard for my own crap. I don't need you.
Which is how I am on like the second and third date. Like,
yeah, I think it definitely should be even after that. But I think the first date, the guy should, because I'm so
I don't care if like the guy like likes me. If I don't like them, I'm not going to let them pay. So that way I'm like, I'm done. I cut ties. I'm good.
Yeah, see ya. Give false hope.
I'm just
like
I'm not giving false hope or any of that. I'm like, I'm out. Kind of like how that's how the guy will tell you if he likes you is by paying. This is how I'm telling the guy I don't like him is by paying for my own.
Oh, no, I insist. If you do like him, you pay.
Yeah, I mean, if he really insists, then I will let him pay. Or now we'll do what Sage does, get drinks later or get the movie tickets or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Guys out there always offer to pay. Just do it. Just do it. You're going to look like a douche if you don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Even if it is like a Vicky situation, and if he doesn't offer to pay, like you're still kind of like, oh, right? Yeah, like if he didn't offer at all and you just whipped out your wallet,
it's like I'm down.
And then paid for him too.
Oh, no.
Okay, Vicky's a different breed.
No, see, I'm not going to pay for him unless I'm trying to be that slick, like, hey,
no. So
I asked you out. Because it's kind of a turn on for some guys when the girl asks them out. Some guys like that power thing. And let's be honest, I'm kind of a switch. Sometimes I like to dominate, sometimes I don't. So
guys, just always offer to pay. Just whip that card out. Whip that cash out. Make it rain on the waitress. Just do it.
Oh, that was another thing. I was having this conversation with somebody. If you give a bad tip, if you pay and you tip poorly, oh, that is the biggest turn off.
Yeah. I've definitely said something. I went on a date with this guy one time and we got a ton of drinks. And I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. But we got a ton of drinks and we were having a good time, but I just wasn't
feeling it.
Sexually attracted to him or anything. And he was like, no, like, I got it, I'll pay. Luckily, I had, like, $15 in my pocket of cash, and I never carry cash. And then, like, I looked at the tab, because the tab was probably, like, close to $70, and he left, like, $3.
Oh,
and I was, like, I literally looked at him, and I was like, did you mean to put a one in front of that? And he was like, what do you mean? And I was just like,
that's embarrassing.
You call him out? No, that's good. I love that.
$3 on his seven? That's ridiculous.
No. My thing is like, sometimes I don't know how to, like, sometimes if they paid, I can't look at the tab because it's like in a checkbook or something. And I'm like, I'm not going to like go creep and like open it. How much did you tip? But I do feel like that's so not okay. Unless like the waitress or whatever absolutely, I mean, not $3. That's ridiculous, even if she did suck. But yeah.
No, that's ridiculous. $3 on a $70 bill.
It doesn't even cover tax.
No. Like, it's the hard thing with drinks. Like, well, should I tip fully if it's like drinks? Like, some people tip like $1 a drink, which it's a $10 drink, that's okay. Like, that's not a bad. I mean, well, that's 10%. Never mind. That is, no. I always do.
I always do 20%.
No matter what. I double the tax.
Yeah, I double the tax too.
But that's also why when I'm buying drinks at a bar, I don't leave a tab open. I pay it because I'm like, you're going to make more off of me if I pay it every single time I order a drink.
Mm-hmm. I'm just used to going to places where the drinks are like $6, so $1 does seem
I have a question. What about, because I was asked this question because I work at a restaurant with a lot of bottles of wine, and I don't know if you guys ever get bottles of wine, but if you did get like kind of an expensive-ish bottle of wine, do you tip on that?
See, that's a tricky thing because like we do, I
work at... It could be like 50, 60, 100 bottles of wine.
There's sometimes places that do shots of like a $50 shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've had people like order flights, and that's, you know, a couple, like they order like three flights. It's close to $100 on just three flights.
I honestly don't think that them pouring a shot that's a $3 well whiskey versus a $50 bottle of whiskey should have anything to do with service. You're pouring a freaking shot.
So you tip the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just tip straight across the board, 20% no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, and if I'm ordering a $50 shot, I have money to spend.
I was going
to
say, that's the thing. Like, if you're spending $100 on a bottle of wine or a shot of whiskey, and you can't afford to tip.
I'm sorry, if you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't afford to tip in the first place, don't go out.
Yes.
Go get some Evan Williams and some Box of Franzia and go home.
Evan Williams is not bad, though. I like me some.
That's well whiskey, okay?
I like Evan Williams.
It's like Jack Daniels' bad uncle.
Evan Williams is one of those, like, it's my party whiskey. Like, it's like, I don't care. Pour some ginger ale. You're good. It's fine.
You're good.
It doesn't taste bad. Or Jameson's usually my go-to whiskey.
Jameson and Crown.
Yeah. Crown is a little too much for me sometimes.
Oh, I love Crown.
Especially with the flavor. No, like, I don't like the flavor.
Oh, it's I just put it in cranberry juice with some lime.
Ew, cranberry juice?
Yeah, dude, seriously, though, try it.
It's
really, really good because it gets rid of almost the acidity of the Crown. And it, like, it makes it a little sweeter, but you can still taste the whiskey and with the lime.
See, I hate vodka crayons. Maybe I'd like.
You don't like cranberry?
Okay, yeah, vodka cran tastes way different.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
No, it's really good. It's a whiskey Cosmo, basically.
Interesting. Sometimes when I get, I usually do whiskey ginger ales, they'll put a little lime in there, and I like the way that tastes, so I mean, I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know a weird drink that somebody hit me to recently? And I tasted a little bit of it, and it was not bad.
What?
It is basically a Jaeger bomb, but instead of Red Bull, you use root beer.
That'd be bomb.
Root beer and brandy, too. Root beer and brandy's really good.
It was not bad. What other weird drinks have you guys tried? There's somebody, I forget what it was.
I've heard the new combo, well, not the new combo, but someone was like, because usually Fireball you just take shots of. And I was like, what do you mix with Fireball? I heard Fireball and root beer is really good.
Huh. Because I've done Fireball and cider. And that's the only way.
Fireball and cider is really good.
Yeah, I've had that
for a
while.
Says the girl that just said Fireball.
Yeah. That's the only way I could drink Fireball.
Well, I used to drink that.
I can't. Yeah, I would rather take a shot of anything else than Fireball, honestly.
What? Like, Fireball is the new Jaeger. Because Jaeger was always
Jaeger. Mm-hmm.
I would rather have a shot of Jaeger than Fireball.
Same. Ugh,
I would rather do Fireball.
I didn't like either of those.
But what is, like, your drink, like, you will not drink? Like, any of the vanilla vodkas?
Oh, I love vanilla everything.
Unless it's, like, a milkshake.
So basic.
Get it the hell away.
Good.
Let me guess. A vanilla, pumpkin spice,
Ugg
boots.
Ew, no. I can't, too.
Served in an Ugg boot.
And Lululemons.
And a side of Lulus. Yes,
that is Sarah's drink.
That's my drink. No, the Crown Royal vanilla. Amazing. Seriously, so good. Vanilla vodka, love it. I love vanilla everything.
Do you drink like vanilla Coke?
It's like the birthday cake.
It's so sweet. Yeah,
I can't. I don't do vanilla Coke. Because I have the vanilla liquor in my Diet Coke, so it's perfect.
I can put that like in a milkshake and I'd be fine. But no, thank you. I'd rather do the coconut rum instead in a milkshake.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Coconut rum is good.
No, I can never do any of those sweet things.
It's so sweet, though.
But like
I only
in like the
do
milkshake.
It in like pineapple juice.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's the only way you can do it, or a mixed drink.
See, I don't like. I
151
hate
rum, pineapple juice, and Malibu.
Yes, Tech Nine.
Yeah,
I can't do the pineapple juice and the cranberry juice and like.
Wait, was it you that doesn't like pineapple?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean. My body doesn't really. I like regular pineapples, but my body doesn't really like it. But I don't like liquor with juice. Like,
yeah.
I like liquor with soda.
Snoop Dogg hates you right now.
Snoop Dogg.
See, I can't. Like, the cool thing about like drinking it with juice is that like you don't have all that carbonation in your stomach, so you have more space for more alcohol.
That's like juice always gave me like acid reflux.
Really?
Like I can't do pineapple juice or any of that because I get like bad. I'm like heartburn and stuff.
Like orange
and then
juice.
It's so much sugar, and then the next morning you're like
hungover. Soda's a lot of sugar too.
Yeah. No, I do like diet soda. Yeah, I just do. I don't do anything but Diet Coke.
You're gonna get cancer.
We're all gonna get cancer.
Cancer.
Guess what? We're all gonna die.
Exactly. That's what I was just gonna say.
Oh no, but. What's the liquor like? Okay, so we'd have like the Fireball, the Jaegers, like, and then for me the vanilla vodka is like, what's the liquor you just know? Somebody pulls it out, you're like, absolutely not
tequila.
Yeah,
really?
Tequila shots. I just I can't do them anymore.
I had a bad relationship with tequila. Oh. Just a few times did it enough for me. Like even when I was younger, that I was like, nope.
Like too much one day, and you got naked.
Yeah, probably puking this or that. I don't know. I don't remember puking a lot of things when I drink tequila.
So I had this conversation with my new roommate, and she says, "I get a little angry when I drink tequila." I'm like, "Really?" Because I get real horny. What do you guys get? I feel like you either get really horny, like really you like pass, you want to get naked, you get really angry and violent, or I think those are the two hits.
I always get really horny when I'm drinking, but I feel like tequila like has like a different like. Like, I don't get mad, but I do get, like...
sassy.
A different kind of crazy.
I get sassy.
Ooh, feisty.
I mean, I'm always sassy.
But just more so.
Amps it up a little bit.
I should have brought some tequila. I want to see sassy sage. God,
sassy sailor sage.
See, I can't... I love tequila, but I can't do Blanco tequilas. Anything that's clear. Or even, like, clear rum.
Oh, you like the gold?
See, I can only do clear tequila.
I can't... Like, oh, no.
I can't.
Like, oh, you know why? And I blame Sarah for this.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, it's my fault. But she, for my birthday one year, she bought me the big Kirkland Costco brand the Blanco tequila. It took me like a year
like
and a half.
Like the half gal.
Oh,
what
huge.
A pal.
I know.
Huge.
Great. It lasted for like two moves. I think I live in two different places with that thing.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Oh, but on one occasion, I was trying to get drunk to have some pity action with somebody. So I'm like, I can't do this sober, man. Like, I didn't tell him this, but in my head, I'm like, I can't do this sober.
Put a bag on your head, please.
Those are always the days that it takes too much. Like, you have, like, five shots, and you're like, I'm still sober.
Right. No, well, my problem was that, like, two weeks prior was the Super Bowl where we won, but the day before that, I went out drinking with one of my best friends, and I got annihilated. Worst hangover of my life.
Ugh.
So ever since, like, that night, I've always, like, I'm hit or miss with shots. When it's like, yeah, shot time, and I'll look and smell it. I'm like, nope, I can't do it. I thought I could. I can't.
You're also getting older, too.
I can only shoot whiskey now.
No.
But it's...
Picklebacks all the way.
Yep. I can shoot everything. Except I will never order, a shot of tequila. Like, if someone ordered a shot of tequila, of course I take one. I can't be a little wuss about it. But I would never just be like, hey, can I get a shot of tequila? Like, that would never be my, like, go-to shot.
I've had my moments where, like, I've had a really bad day at work or whatever, and I've gone into a restaurant, I've been like, two shots of tequila. Thank you.
Just
that's
to you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Wow.
Here's some money. Done.
Yeah, just because, like, I know that that is what will get me drunk.
Just boom, boom.
Boom.
The bartender's like, damn. The quickest.
Yeah.
Damn, girl. You want that salt on that rim?
Side note, do you guys want to hear another weird drink that's actually pretty delicious?
Yeah.
Do you guys like vodka?
Yeah.
Do you like martinis?
Yeah.
Pickles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So instead of like a dirty olive martini,
do with
dirty pickle juice.
It's better.
I had one recently. Oh.
Can we please put like a pickle in it too?
No,
put the olives?
That's how I do it.
They put pickles in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a pickle spear.
Either pickle spear or the little...
Where do they do this? Like at places?
You can just request it.
Yeah.
Anywhere that has
picklebacks. What do you say, a pickle?
Yeah, you just say that you want a dirty
pickle martini.
Vodka martini.
Yeah.
Ooh. God, that sounds so, if you like, disgusting.
Oh, it is just so like, good.
Gin's better with olives, though.
Really?
It's not great with...
I don't really drink gin, so I don't know.
Pickle martini, please.
I just hate...
I'm going to order that on a date one day.
Do it.
No, it is.
Can you be there?
And he just comes out with his junk in the martini. I haven't showered in 2 days, baby.
Pretty dirty.
Hold on, let me pour some vodka on there. Oh,
that's what I wanted.
Salty.
Like a nice tang to it.
Gnarly.
Got the stank.
Ew. Wash your balls, gentlemen. Wash your balls.
As we're about to throw up, I think this is a good place to stop.
Okay. We'll leave you with that.
So we learned why people end up like getting into disagreements while they're in IKEA. We also talked about where we end up getting in disagreements, and Kiana's a heartless bitch.
I am.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I like you better.
Heartless, but she's got big balls.
I love her. I love it. Pornhub is now teaching our children about sex because you won't. And we talked about the age-old favorite, alcohol.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, guys, time to go purge.
Woo!
What? See, not
that kind of purge? Okay.
Not the killing kind and not that kind, because I don't want to have to clean that up. Oh, but see you guys later.
Bye. Bye.